Although we all meet at Side Podcast to discuss and watch motor racing, many of the commenters have their own blogs. So we thought it may be interesting to give them an opportunity to talk about blogging and to plug their blog on SidePod Radio. The questions are designed to give the bloggers a framework to discuss their blog, and I'm quite happy for them not to stick rigidly to the questions when answering, but to give us information they think is important. This show is about the bloggers, so the less I say, the better. What is your name and your blog's name?
Hi there. My name is Lukey. You might know me from the comments, and my blog is thoughtsofatryingatheist.blogspot.com. I hope I got that right. That would be really embarrassing. It's the blog's called Thoughts for Trying Atheist, and it's just the thoughts of me, really. I know I should say that the name is taken from a Muse song, yes. So don't think I'm trying to rip them off or anything. It's just a pun. See, I'm trying to be funny. That's for you to decide, really. Remember, the name is toata.blogspot.com.
When and why did you start blogging?
I started blogging a couple of months ago now. I think it must have been in April sometime. April or March or June or... No, it wasn't June. That's just silly. And I don't know, to be honest. I think it was just wanting to have a place to let out a few thoughts about Formula One, about life, about music, about Formula One again, and then probably about Formula One again. But it's just a place to... It was just a place for me to get out a few thoughts and discuss a few things on my mind that needed discussing, I think. And yeah, it's gone quite well so far.
How would you describe your blog?
It's... blue. That's a start. I think it's just a place... It depends how much you know me, really, because it's quite a personal blog. It's about my thoughts and feelings about different things, but at the same time, it's, you know, it's about areas that people are more than people know about, people talk about. You know, there's a lot of Formula One on there. There's stuff about music. There's stuff about a lot of a band that I like quite a lot. So I apologise if that annoys anyone, but it's just a general blog, you know, it's just a bit of fun. It's nothing to really describe it, really, it's just my blog.
Question 4. How often do you update your blog?
When I think of a good idea, which is... it happens here and there. It happens here. No, it's just when something comes to mind, when I get a really good idea, and when that creativity is buzzing in my mind, and I'm like, oh, I've got to write about this, I've got to get it down on... Well, I can get it down on paper. Get it down on typing, if that makes sense. But yeah, that's... It's just... I just update it when my mind says, oh, hello, like I can expand on this, I get something like this, something I can say about this, that actually might be interesting to more than 3 people.
How do you go about starting an article for your blog, and how do you work from there?
I've really never thought about that. That's opened my eyes and my mind a bit. I just get going. I was the same in school with my English work. I would just sit down, pen, paper, just go for it, fly off in the distance. There is nothing that makes me start an article. I just think of an idea, get down. Once I get going, I've said it before, it's like Pringles, once you pop, you just can't stop. You just keep going and going until you sit there and you think, yeah, that's all right.
Why should I or anyone else read your blog?
Well, see, I'm not the type of person to say you must read my blog or you should read my blog. At the end of the day, it's down to people's choice. Do you want to read my blog? Yes or no? Okay, good for you. I would love people to read. I would love more and more people to read my blog, but it's just my thoughts. It's just my beliefs, my thoughts. If people want to read that, good for them. If people want to discuss it, good for them. If people don't like it, good for them. Kind of.
Question 7. What have you learned about the sport from blogging? Or how has it changed the way you watch F1?
Well, the thing is about my blog, it's not necessarily a Formula One blog in, you know, in total. It's a general blog rather than dedicated to Formula One. That said, there's a lot of Formula One on there. And it's, I mean, there's an entry I did a couple of weeks ago about loyalty in Formula One. And that took a couple of blog entries to get that done. And it was, you know, there was a lot of... I did actually do a lot of research going into that, looking into the histories of drivers and the different areas of their loyalty in the past and what choices they've made, what decisions, what news they've got involved in, and what things Flav has said about everyone, really. But It's when you're writing about Formula One, I think there's a lot that can open your eyes that you may not realize when thinking about it at first. And then you kind of, once you go deep and into the subject, there's a lot to be picked up out of it. And I think I've definitely learned a lot this year. There's absolutely no doubt about that. I've watched the sport for years and years and years, but this year, I've really expanded my boundaries. If that doesn't sound arrogant, it's not. No, it's not arrogance or confidence. It's just there's so much more knowledge. There's so much more stuff about Formula One, and there's so much more to learn at the same time. It's quite fascinating. That's one of the things I love about this sport.
How do you encourage people to comment on your blog?
See, I saw this question when I got sent them, and I thought, I don't encourage people to comment on my blog whatsoever, which is quite embarrassing, really. I just blog and, well, yeah, that's it. It's a bit rubbish, really, isn't it? I mean, I've had a few lovely comments, some fantastic comments. I think Pat left me some wonderful advice a couple of weeks ago, and Christine and Lou. And I don't necessarily say to people, comment or I shall extradite you from the country or something ridiculous. I just put the blog down as just a place for my thoughts. At the end of the day, I'd love to get as much feedback as I could from my blog entries. I'll be completely honest with you, I really would. But at the same time, it doesn't. There's not a part of my blogs that say please post, otherwise I'll cry. I don't cry. I don't. I no.
What would your dream blog post be?
I think it's a general blog at the end of the day, so it'd have to be something about the stuff that makes my mind, sparkle in excitement. Something about, spending a day going to see a music gig, and then going to a Formula One race, and then spending time with people. And yeah, it would have to be something that either inspires people or something that's inspired myself. Something I just like inspiring things.
What advice would you give anyone thinking about starting a blog, or anyone who wasn't?
Well, I've been blogging for a couple of months, and it's slowly building up in the amount of content that's on there. I think it's just you've just got to have the patience, really. For me, it's just when the idea comes, there's plenty to write about. At the moment, I've got something like four or five ideas ready to be posted, and there's certain drafting and whatnot. And you've just got to have the time, really, just to put down your ideas, give it the time. If it doesn't go well at first, you don't feel like you're connected to it, then just keep going, just see where it goes. Because in time, I think, for me, as time has gone on with this blog, I've done more and more stuff, and there's so much more that I think I can do towards it. And it's just nice, really, a nice place to get your thoughts, a nice place to discuss it with people if they want to discuss it, and it's just personal preference as well. I think if you get just if you're starting a blog, just go for it. Just jump in the deep end. Chuck whatever on there. Have a go. See what happens.
And final question, is there anything else you want to add?
Yes. No, I don't think there is actually. Just finish with saying a big thank you really to everyone on Side Podcast, because this year I've really got into the community, and there's people like Lou who's like she really got me into it, and it's can't thank her enough for doing that, because it's just been a fantastic year this year in terms of meeting people with Side Podcast and the meetup and various other things. And it's just been to become part of the community, and it's gone into building this blog. Obviously, it's if it wasn't for getting a bit of confidence with Side Podcast, getting into the panels and making a complete bleep of myself on the panels and whatnot, and voicemails, it's just been a remarkable year, really. It's just been fantastic, and I just want to say a big thank you for everyone. Thank you for putting up with me, because I can barely put up with myself.